Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
I suppose I should be more than willing to celebrate the mighty shilling. After all the autumn games he won, I guess that no one blames him that he didn't pitch last year while hauling in $8 million clear for throwing not a single strike. Still, there was much for fans to like about old Kurt, now 42, who did just what he said he'd do and helped the Sox to win not once but twice. You'd have to be a dunce to fail to see the way he mattered, valiant with his sock bespattered, bloody, vanquishing New York, as in, hey, stick 'em with a fork, they're done, as were the flightless cards. May Schilling's deeds inspire bards more worthy than your humble host. Still, what I guess I'll think of most when I think Schilling will not be his sock or each great victory, or that he'd won in Phoenix, too, and helped the Phillies muddle through until they found themselves again. No, what I'll be remembering when I think of Schilling will be how he told the nation, "Listen, now go re-elect the president." That was the message that he sent, and I am not inclined, I guess, to heed old pitchers when they mess in politics. They leave the mound, it's okay if there's not a sound from pitchers. That's the way I feel. Although it was a different deal some years ago when William Lee was pitching here in Boston. See, Bill Lee was funny, self-effacing. Days would come when he was gracing pages that were meant for sports with the different kinds and sorts of thoughts he had and things he'd do. And Schilling told us that stuff, too. But Bill, original was he, while Schilling, as it seemed to me, would blog for blogging's sake a lot. Will he stop now, or will he not? His day job's over. With the time to fill, will he blog more? Say, I'm inclined to wish if that's the way it's going to go, he should still play.